Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Now, I got to give you a little peek ahead. I'm not going to give you exact dates and times, but I will tell you this. We've got some great folks visiting the show over the next couple of days. My buddy Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is going to be with us, because we're going to talk about the home run hit by Donald Trump when he went on the Joe Rogan show. You may like Donald Trump, you may dislike him. You may like Joe Rogan, you may dislike him. I don't care what it is. I'm just telling you that a three-hour appearance on the Rogan podcast is huge and a terrible, terrible miss by the vice president. Seriously. And what has empowered Joe Rogan? Well, Michael is going to join us. We'll talk about that. Old buddy of mine, Chris Ruddy. You know, Chris has been here many, many times. We talked about some of the great things that he and Newsmax have done over the years. But Chris has also been a personal friend of President Trump's for many, many years. And so I said to him, I said, do me a favor, just pop on a couple of minutes. You don't have to promote anything at Newsmax unless you want to. And I do love Newsmax, because I've done stuff with them for, I don't know, 30 years, whatever it is, their television, what have you. But he's going to be on just to talk a little bit about Trump, the personal side, which is really interesting. And then finally, we've got my old buddy Bill O'Reilly, who's going to be dropping by. Looking forward to that. O'Reilly's got this new book called Confronting the Presidents, and he's going to pop on again. Personal relationship with President Trump for many, many years. So I think there's some good insight there. So those three guys are going to be with us over the next couple of days. Make sure that you are here for that. You know that I love our Central Virginia charitable entities. We got a lot of great charitable organizations in Central Virginia. We really do. I am always impressed and kind of humbled when I look at the great people that do such great work every single day. I will tell you that the Virginia Down Syndrome Association is one of those organizations. Every time I turn around, there's something new, there's something exciting, there's something helpful, there's something inspiring going on with the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. They've got a big golf tournament coming up. They got some other stuff coming up as well. And Mike Baum is the executive director over there. And Mike, number one, welcome and congratulations. You're relatively new to that slot, aren't you?
I am, Jeff. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come online.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Go ahead.
No, yeah, almost 3 months now I've had the honor of being the new executive director.
Excellent, excellent. And you're getting your feet wet, you know, where like the men's room is and the coffee cups are and stuff like that.
I definitely know where the coffee is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So you have hit the ground running. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Virginia Down Syndrome Association has been an amazing organization for a long time. So tell me a little bit. You got a big golf tournament coming up, right?
We do on next Friday, November 8th. It's a morning golf tournament Friday at Sycamore Creek.
Okay, nice, nice thing. Are you all filled up at this point? You got to be.
We are not, actually, and, you know, it's like Richmond for a lot of times, you know, people wait till the last minute. We've had a lot of interest,
Okay. And,
you know, we're coming on the heels of our biggest event, Step Up for Down Syndrome, which was out at Dory Park on October 12th, which we had thousands of people out there, and it's a huge festival, great opportunity for individuals with Down Syndrome and their families and the general public, big 5K family festival, and so this is kind of right afterwards. There was a lot of things going on, but thank goodness we have a great staff, great board, and great volunteers and folks like yourself.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I'm a little taken aback, but you know how it is. Richmond, we're a walk-up crowd. You know there's going to be somebody who shows up that morning with a set of clubs going, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to register ahead of time. Can I get in here? Well, I want to fill it up, Mike. I don't want any empty slots over there. How can people get signed up for it?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is virginiadsa.org. So Virginia and then DSA for Down Syndrome Association.org. And you'll see under the events are for the golf tournament itself and some other great things we have going on. So that's the easiest way. Okay. You can always send an email to info@virginiadsa.org that can come to me. And we could chat more about it. I can answer any questions. But no, we anticipate filling it up. It's a tournament that's been going on for over a decade and started by one of our board members and families. In a lot of cases, a lot of dads out there that really get out there. We're excited about it. And I'm excited about this. In my former nonprofit's life, I've done a lot of golf tournaments, but I'm really excited about this one because, you know, once again, we're making a difference every day in this organization. So, you know, the opportunity to showcase what we're doing and get people aware of the, you know, once again, the, you know, how we're benefiting the lives of individuals with Down syndrome and their families.
It is such wonderful work that you do. I want to remind everybody, Mike Baum is joining us. He's the executive director of the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. They got a big golf tournament coming up on November the 8th. Yes, they actually have some slots available. So I am urging you, virginiadsa.org, get over there, fill those slots up ASAP. But as you point out, Mike, this is just one of the things that the Virginia Down Syndrome Association does. Step Up for Down Syndrome is that huge event. Now, you said it was at Dory Park. Now, I can remember, I think the first time I went to it, I think it was over at Innsbruck, and there were, I don't know, a dozen people. I mean, no offense, but it wasn't a great event to begin with. But, man, you're like blowing it out of the water now.
Well, I think we've been, to be honest, I think we've been a couple places since then, but we keep kind of blowing the capacity off. So Dory Park is a beautiful park and has a lot of room, so I think we found a great home for this event moving forward.
Sweet, sweet. And you guys also, you do this great Dancing with the Stars event. Now, I've watched the last 2 years. I got to tell you something. I watched this year up close and personal. I was actually down there as a celebrity judge and got to see my buddy John Burkett from CBS 6 dance. And, you know, I love John, and I said to him, I said, look, if you will stop dancing, I will give money. You just got to cut that out, man. This is not helping anybody. But he did a nice job, and I was impressed with it. The dancers really were incredible.
They do, and it's fantastic. This will be the third year, and it's on June 12th, 2025, at the Altria Center. Okay. And we're looking forward to that, and we're actually hoping to get you, Jeff Katz, out there as one of our celebrity dancers, one of our stars.
Now, this is, you know, I'm mocking Burkett, and I'm thinking, man, I could double the money he would raise by not dancing if I agreed not to dance. You know, the other guy who did a great job, Matt DiNardo, the year before, it was like he was like Fred Astaire up there. It was incredible. What would you like me to do? Do I have to wear a costume? And is it possible for me to dance with, you know, without actually moving? Can I sit in a chair and let other people dance?
Well, I'm sure we could figure out something for you, but we just want to have you involved. We appreciate you being a judge.
Okay.
And but I think that this is, you definitely have that invitation out for one of our coveted slots to be one of our local stars, being a dancer. And
nice.
The great concept. This is, you know, you're paired with an individual with Down syndrome. And so it's just a fantastic opportunity to show the abilities of our individuals at the same time, working with some great community leaders like yourself out there doing, you know, once again, raising money for our organization. And like I said, we couldn't do it without individuals, without corporations, without our volunteers. And so, you know, this is an important event for us in 2025.
Well, listen, I will absolutely be happy to help in any way that is possible. Maybe I can enlist DiNardo and Burkett to join me. We could do like a Rockettes thing up there, three of us. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm spitballing here, Mike. I'm one of those idea guys. I'm not a detail guy, as you probably figured out already. So We'll get it together, though. Absolutely. You put me down. I want to help. We will absolutely figure out the best way to help. And remind everybody, as they're thinking about November the 8th, this big golf tournament coming up, it's only about, it's a week from Friday, and it's going to be, I'm looking, honest to goodness, I'm looking at Matt DiNardo's weather forecast like 2 weeks out. It's going to be a great day, apparently, for golf. So I want people to get one of those slots before they're all filled.
And we hope so, too. Like I said, we anticipate filling it up, and we would love people to register. Once again, it's a great opportunity to get involved with the organization, have fun. Like you said, the weather's going to be good. We appreciate Jeff DiNardo and his efforts for the organization in general, but for the weather that day.
Yeah.
And but like I said, we're looking forward to a great event, and we just appreciate, once again, the opportunity to come on a show like this to be able to share the great things that we're doing. And we've been around for almost 40 years now, started as the Greater Down Syndrome of Greater Richmond, and we've grown throughout the state, and with the exception of Northern Virginia, which is okay. And but like I said, we're really looking forward to events like we have, like I said, in June of next year with event like we just had, Step Up.
Yep.
And I will say this, you know, one way people can support us is through that website, virginiadsa.org.
Okay.
We left open our Step Up fundraising efforts, because to be honest, we fell short of our $2,000 goal.
Okay.
And so individuals that want to make a donation, we just truly appreciate it. And it, once again, you can go through the site to do that. But like, there's lots of opportunities, great ways for people to volunteer,
yep,
to support us as a sponsor, to get involved with our events like the golf tournament.
I love it. So virginiadsa.org, virginiadsa.org, best way to do it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Baum. He's the executive director of Virginia Down Syndrome Association. And yeah, look, if you're a golfer, I know there are a lot of golf tournaments this time of year. I know, because I live here at Hanover Golf Club, and invariably people who are here for the tournaments want to park on my lawn. But other than that, you know, we wave at them on the 18th. It's going to be a great tournament, and it's a great course. So virginiadsa.org. And I'm serious. I'm going to talk to John Burkett and Matt DiNardo and see what they've got to say about that whole Dancing with the Stars. Both of those guys. I mean, I'm throwing some barbs their way, and then believe me when I tell you, they're good natured, because they're such great guys, both of them, Burkett and DiNardo, two of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet, and they each did great work with that Dancing with the Stars. So, all right, I got the invite. I'm going to see if I'm going to be able to somehow figure out a way to do that. I would love to help. I really would. And for those of you that may not recall, my dear friend Kat Simons, who, you know, we lost a couple of months ago, Kat was a major supporter of the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. She, like me, started when it was the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Richmond. And she donated countless hours, was a tireless worker on their behalf. So even if you had been thinking, well, maybe I'll give a donation, maybe I want, here's a chance for you. Don't do it for me. Do it in memory of Kat. VirginiaDSA.org. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBN.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.